Welcome to the University of Limerick Research Impact podcast series. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Ronan Courtney, Department of Biological Sciences and the Bernal Institute here at the University of Limerick. Ronan's research involves ecological engineered solutions and working with the mining and raw materials industries. Ronan, thank you for joining us. Could you tell us a little bit more about the problem that your research is tackling?
Well, historically, the mining industry wouldn't have the best PR because environmental legislation that calls for the kind of research we do here at UL is relatively recent. So many mining companies in the past, both here in Ireland and internationally, at the cessation of their mining operations, effectively abandoned or walked away from the waste sites. And those waste sites subsequently went on, in many cases, to be a pollution threat, a visual impact on the environment, and in some cases, a continuing source of contamination onto the surrounding landscape. So modern facilities operating need to address that at the beginning. And what we do here is to develop ecologically engineered systems whereby we can perhaps establish a healthy vegetation ecosystem on these waste sites, whereby we can create wetland systems to treat runoff and wastewaters coming from these sites that may be high in metal content or may be acidic or alkaline and therefore a potential threat when it gets to the receiving environment.
Tell me a little bit more about these constructed wetlands.
Well, wetlands are referred to some as nature's kidneys. So in the natural world, wetlands effectively buffer and remove pollutants that may be naturally derived. They're widely used in municipal wastewater treatment and agricultural industry as well. So in mining, what we've been looking at their potential is to remove metal contamination, and essentially if the water is too acidic, to make it more neutral, or if it's too alkaline, to do the same. So observing natural conditions or modifying that in the laboratory to see what properties of the wetlands, be it the soil properties, the microbial populations inhabiting it and their functions, or through plant growth and plant dynamics and how that might remove or decrease a pollutant, how then we can modify that into our in-situ wetlands to treat the runoffs and leachates coming from the waste sites.
So, Ronan, explain to me, how do you go about constructing a wetland, and where has the first constructed wetland occurred?
One of our main research areas within this is working with the aluminium industry to address the potential emanation of alkaline wastewaters from the residues. So we've developed the first wetlands used in the aluminium industry to deal with that issue. So we need a system that can take waters that will be of relatively high pH compared to the receiving environment, and we need to bring that down so that that water can go to surrounding streams or lakes. If we look at natural systems and we see what goes on in them, plant growth, decomposition, soil properties, microbial populations, and the wider biological populations they're in, we can see, or we can determine, that their processes could be key to addressing this issue. So in essence, when we construct a wetland with this as our case study or our issue, by supplying it from the beginning with the correct optimum soil parameters, the correct vegetation, and thereby ensuring that the right biological communities will follow, we create a system where when these organisms going about their normal day-to-day activity, they create conditions whereby their essentially their respiration or their creation of carbon dioxide acidifies the leachate coming in, and we can create a neutral or slightly less than neutral pH going out. So the natural system is taking an alkaline leachate and we've created a leachate that is fit for purpose for discharge.
So who was the partner that you worked with on the Constructed Wetlands initiative?
On the alkaline wastewaters in the aluminium industry, this was carried out with Roussel locally, but also with the International Aluminium Institute, or World Aluminium. So it's fed into and disseminated to the wider aluminium industry.
So this research is really having an impact on our environment, and that's not only in Ireland, but these solutions are being applied globally.
Well, we have worked in conjunction with similar research groups, both in Ireland and internationally. The work has always been done with industry in mind. Industry have essentially come to us with a problem in that it is not their core business or where their core expertise is, because their core expertise is, say, in chemical processing or mining or geology. And what I suppose this new-ish discipline requires is that soil or ecology, biology approach has to be very much what they need, and not just what they need, but what the regulators, the Environmental Protection Agency, require of them. We developed the techniques at laboratory or greenhouse level here in UL, but ultimately these are then implemented into the real case scenario at the sites. So we will build our rehabilitation demonstration area on the active waste facility, or we might build or construct a wetland adjacent to these waste facilities where we can then treat or attenuate the actual waters emanating from them, whereas maybe at greenhouse level we've been using synthetic. So it's very much working with the needs of industry with an eye to on what the regulator requires.
And I understand, Ronan, that this is a very real global problem. I mean, you're talking about the scope of how big the waste issue is from the mining and raw materials industry.
Europe alone, the wider raw materials sector, employs about 30 million people. Mining in itself, or the mining and processing industry, generates about 29% of the waste stream within Europe. In addition to that, mining has been around for a very long time. We have about 6 billion tonnes of these wastes in different classes of facilities across the EU. And some of these, as with some of the sites local enough to Limerick, have been a pollution impact on the environment.
So Ronan, could you give me an overview of the impacts your research is having?
When we implement this work, it's very much with profile within the industry, because it's what they require as part of their operating conditions from someone like the Environmental Protection Agency. So our findings have been worked into or contained within licensing or integrated pollution control licenses issued by the Environmental Protection Agency, that the work we have developed and are demonstrating remains part of the overall day-to-day management and monitoring within these sites. So our findings have been taken on board by the Environmental Protection Agency. They're annually reviewed, both internally, and indeed the industry itself has the work peer reviewed by industrial or consultancy experts in this field. So we look at constantly fine-tuning to ensure that what we are producing is the best available technology, and some of the findings from this have been incorporated into the best available technology guidelines issued by the EU on management of extractive waste.
So research here at the University of Limerick, Ronan, is being applied and utilised by industries around the globe?
Some of the research we do here, while it's implemented perhaps at a local level, these companies are often part of a bigger network of the global industry. So the profile can often go beyond the Irish site where it's been carried out. Our Constructed Wetlands research has very substantial profile within that particular aspect of the mineral sector, and we host visits both for industry, regulators and interested academic parties, both nationally and globally.
What does the future hold for your research, and where to from here for Constructed Wetlands and tailings?
Key to this research, both in rehabilitation and constructed wetlands, is that it is not just a short-term solution, that it offers real long-term solutions for the industry. So in both instances, we need to demonstrate that, for example, if we rehabilitate a waste site, that the soils and plants and all the biology inhabiting that ecosystem can continue to exist and confer all the functions and properties one would want in that system to provide for its self-regulation and sustainability, and thereby minimizing intervention or management that may otherwise be required. And similarly with wetlands, again, while we have many years of field data that these systems can operate in the long term, we need to demonstrate, not just within the alumina industry, but within other aspects of the mineral sector, that this wetland treatment, again, is not just something that will work for 3 or 5 years, but is something that offers real potential for decades.
Thank you very much. I was joined today by Dr. Ronan Courtney of the Department of Biological Sciences and the Bernal Institute. Dr. Courtney's research is funded by Enterprise Ireland, Irish Research Council, the EPA, and other partners. If you'd like to read the full case study, go to our website, ul.ie/researchimpact.